Very soon, March 10th, as a matter of fact, is the last Cowboy Standing. It's the first bull riding championship that has been in Detroit in a great time. And one of the 35 riders who will be vying for the championship has a very interesting story. Cord McCoy is one of those 35 guys, and he's made an incredible comeback after suffering from an extreme blow to the head. It caused him to have to relearn how to walk again, better yet, how to get back on that bull again. Now, Cord McCoy gained popularity with the near-fatal incident back in 2004, and he was determined to ride again. Some say insanity, fans see it as extreme, but he has made his fans believe in new beginnings. And in addition to bull riding, Cord's thrill for adventure landed him and his brother on the national hit show Amazing Race. Cord, it's a pleasure to talk with you. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, the bull rider that I most know is Jules' husband, Ty, and
yes, sir.
And bull riding is kind of coming back to the forefront with your experience on Amazing Race. Before we talk about that, tell us about your career in bull riding.
Well, it was funny because when I was leaving the hotel this morning, the guy he was asking me about bull riding, and he said, you don't wonder if he'd get on one. I said, well, I can fix you up. And then he asked about how long it took to get good at it. And I said, well, I've been riding for 25 years, and I'm still working on it. So it's not an overnight success. You know, you see these guys that are going to be coming this weekend, and this is the last Cowboy Standing. And I was joking that, there's cowboys in it, working out this week that are doing extra reps, because it's all what it means. And when it's last Cowboy Standing, these cowboys are definitely going to earn their money. The winner gets $150,000 this weekend, but all 35 riders are going to ride their first bull, and then everybody that stays on that 8 seconds moves on to the next round, and then they've got ranker bulls, and all the guys that stay on 8 seconds move to the next round, and then they've got ranker bulls. And it's not just your practice bulls from the house. These are the best bulls in the world. The bulls that will be coming to downtown Detroit or, in running for Bucking Bull of the Year. You'll see these same bulls in Las Vegas in October. So these bulls are athletes, and they come to do their job too.
Cord, I knew in some parts of America bull riding was very popular. But I recently read that it's the most popular and fastest-growing sport in the world. More than 100 million viewers are going to be watching from around the globe. Have you had the opportunity to compete in other countries?
Oh, I mean, it's huge. You know, growing up, you never really even think about it. You know, for me to come to Michigan and ride was huge. But, in the last 10 years, I've rode bulls all over the United States. I've rode in Canada. Rode in Mexico, rode in Australia, rode in Brazil, in the PBR. So, bull riding is just growing by leaps and bounds. I think, they say in Brazil that it's the second largest sport in Brazil, right behind soccer. So, that excites me, for me, because my dad, he rode bulls, and I'm pretty sure that, if I have a little boy, he's going to want to ride too. So, the bigger this sport gets, I think, it excites me because it's what my family does and, how we make a living.
Cord, tell us where you're from and about your family.
I live in a little town called Tupelo. It's down in southeast Oklahoma. It's pretty small. I graduated with 13 kids in my class, and, when I even go speak at other schools and stuff now, I just pretty much explain how small the county that I live in has one light, and it's flashing yellow, so it's pretty country. But kind of the American dream that I'm here talking to you on the radio, because my dream was to be a professional bull rider and to be able to come ride on being downtown Detroit at Ford Field and match against the best bull riders in the world. So it doesn't matter what you come from, if you got a dream.
All right, tell us about that accident in 2004 that almost killed you. What do you remember about it?
It's crazy because I've done a lot of interviews, and the most common question is about the injury that I do not remember. But the thing about it was I flew into to Oklahoma City to compete in an event, and you know, and I kind of remember getting off the plane, and the next thing I remember is people staring over a hospital bed that I was laying on, just looking at me. And, you know, about 3 weeks later, they told me in a rehabilitation hospital that if I could get up and put my pants on and brush my teeth, they'd let me go home. So, of course, I did that and, you know, brushed my teeth. But when I went home, I still had to do, you know, 3 more months of speech therapy and physical therapy. You know, there for a while, if I was going outside, I had to wear a helmet just to walk outside because I had a soft skull, I guess, like a baby's head. And it, you know, after it went on about 8 months there, it was one of those things that I wasn't married at the time, you know, didn't even have a significant other. So it turned into a deal that I just didn't want to lose. You know, I just want to prove that I could do it again. And, you know, so I went and got back on another bull. I was like, well, if I'm going out, I want to go out doing something I love to do. And, you know, thank God that, you know, I still had the talent. And, you know, started riding a little better and a little better. And, you know, the next thing I know, I'm making a living riding bulls again. So,
tell us about your amazing race experience. How did you first make contact with them? And tell us about the experience.
Oh, that's a crazy deal. Because my brother Jet, I was leaving Cheyenne, Wyoming. And I still remember the phone call. My brother Jet called me up, and he's like, man, he said, I got a great idea. He's a two-man team, racing around the world, pays $1 million. And, you know, Jet, this after about a 30-minute phone call, but you got to know my brother, he's kind of a horse trader anyways. And, you know, after a 30-minute phone call, I was ready to, you know, eat fondue or jump off a cliff or whatever I had to do for $1 million. So, you know, we did a video there at the house and sent it in. And, you know, next thing you know, they called us up and, you know, said, we've seen your stuff. You know, wonder if you'd be interested in coming to California and, you know, and interviewing for it. Of course, me and Jet, we were like, yeah, no big deal. Y'all take care of the flights or whatever. But, and then we got there, and the first thing they asked me and Jet, they were like, well, what are you guys going to race in? Me and Jet kind of just looked at each other, and we're like, well, we're ready to go. You know, right now, you know, we're sitting there with our hats and long-sleeve shirts and pants and everything on. You know, no big deal. I guess maybe they thought we weren't real cowboys or something. I don't know what it was, but that was such an experience that, you know, you thank God the things you get to see and, you know, what you get to do for that, for sure.
All right, well, the last cowboy standing, the Bull Riding Championship is coming to Detroit March 10th, and it's called the toughest sport on earth. It's going to be at Detroit's Ford Field. There'll be 35 bull riders. Cord, you got a chance to win this thing?
Oh, heck yeah. You know, this is not 35 bull riders. This is the top 35 bull riders in the world. And, you know, when I was telling you about all those countries that I rode in, there'd be cowboys from each of those. You know, the Canadian world champion, the Brazilian world champion, actually the top bull rider from last year, the reigning world champion, is from Brazil. He'll be here as well. It's going to be awesome. A lot of times they call it prize money, but if you come to this event and you watch this guy whichever cowboy wins $150,000, you know, if you're sitting there, you're going to see that this guy's going
to
earn it.
All right, thanks so much, Cord. Good luck to you and safety to you and your family.
I'll do my best. I've never been hurt on purpose.